What is the difference between inside sales versus outside sales? I'm gonna share five big differences with you today, and then at the end of our time together, I'm gonna share a way you can make inside sales and outside sales work together in perfect harmony. In fact, if you're an inside salesperson, you're not gonna wanna miss the secret strategy I share with you at the end of our time together. And if you're an outside salesperson, you're not gonna wanna miss the secret strategy I share with you at the end of our time together, because it's the magic formula that keeps everybody working together. Join me on this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, I'm Dave Lorenzo, and here are the five things we're going to cover during our time together today, demonstrating the difference between inside sales and outside sales. And then the sixth thing we're gonna cover right there, it's a secret strategy that's gonna help you make everything work together in perfect harmony. Let's dive right into the content. Step number one, or the first thing you need to know about inside sales versus outside sales, is typically the inside sales team sets appointments and the outside sales team closes. That means that the inside sales team does a lot of research and they target the ideal client. Then they email, direct mail, call people on the phone to see what their level of interest is, to see what their level of urgency is. And when the people have interest, they set an appointment, and then the outside salesperson comes along and meets with the person who requested the information. They share the company's skills, knowledge, experience, and the value the company can provide, and the outside salesperson tries to close the deal. So the inside team sets the appointment, they do the research, the outside team prepares for the meeting, they make the presentation, and they continue to develop the relationship. What's the common thread between the two? It's an ongoing relationship. The inside team starts the relationship, the outside team follows through, but in the best places, the inside person doesn't disappear once they hand it off to the outside person. The inside and outside person work together, and oftentimes they will go on meetings together. When I first started in consulting, my job was primarily an outside salesperson. I had a great partner named James who worked with me, and he was my inside salesperson. So he and I would meet once a week and we would make a list of who we were targeting. And then we would talk about what the right message was for each of the prospective clients. And then James would go off and he would make phone calls and try and set appointments for me. Once James set the appointments for me, James and I would go on those meetings together, because James, after all, started the relationship. I would go in and try and close. And once we had the meeting, there may be several meetings that followed. I would take the relationship over and follow up after that point. But James would still be in contact with the prospective client. We worked together. And that's the key to success for all of this. And that's what I'm going to share with you, how you can work together inside and outside sales. And I'm going to share it at the end of our conversation today. Step number two, inside sales does desk research while outside sales follows up. What do I mean by that? Inside sales will do the Google dance, and inside sales will do all kinds of research to determine whether or not the prospect is a good prospect for you and your company. And then the outside salesperson will talk to the person who the inside salesperson has targeted, and the outside salesperson will most often qualify the person in person, qualify the prospective client in person. What does that mean? The inside salesperson identifies people who look just like your best client, and then the outside salesperson asks questions to uncover whether that person and the company has a problem you can solve, has the ability to make a decision. That person has to be a decision maker. They have money, they can afford you, and they have urgency. They need help right now. If by chance they don't need help right now, in most places the outside salesperson will turn the account back over to the inside salesperson to continue to nurture the relationship until that urgency is developed. So inside does research, outside does research in person. If the person's qualified, the outside person takes it. If they're not qualified because they don't have urgency, the inside salesperson continues to nurture the relationship. Inside and outside work together to determine who the ideal clients were. Now, when I told you about my relationship with James, we would meet once a week and we would go through the list of targets and we would talk about specific people in those targeted companies. working together was essential, because if James was targeting the wrong person and I went in to meet with them and the meeting was a waste of my time, I'd be frustrated, and that's time that could have been spent doing other things. I was really lucky. James is great at his job, so he knew exactly what he was doing. And when we decided on targets, James was able to deftly find the exact person inside the company for me to meet with, and then he was able to pound away until he got a meeting. That's true teamwork. That's what we're talking about. So inside and outside work together to target ideal clients. Step number four, inside helps deepen relationships and outside makes connections. What does that mean? The inside salesperson, once the client relationship is started, will nurture the relationship for the long term and look throughout the company to find other people for us to work with. The outside salesperson works with the primary contact and continues to help that contact be successful. So think of it this way. The inside salesperson is mining the company. They have a hunting license and they're going around hunting for other people in the company to work with. The outside salesperson, on the other hand, is with a primary contact, our number one client, and they're making referrals. They're inviting that person to events. They're presenting that person to other people to help the client be more successful. The inside salesperson keeps working away to deepen the relationship, while the outside salesperson makes the primary contact a hero, makes them successful. Both of them doing both of these things leads to massive growth within the company. Step number five, the inside salesperson asks for referrals while the outside salesperson gets testimonials. Now, so inside salespeople can mine the people within the company to get referrals to other people inside the company. They can also get referrals to other people outside the company. And one of the most valuable things an inside salesperson does is they keep track of who our clients are within an organization. And then when that person moves to another organization, maybe a competitor, the inside salesperson follows them and continues to stay in touch with them. The outside salesperson, on the other hand, makes sure that our contacts continue to promote us and they secure testimonials and letters of recommendation from our contacts in the organization, and they leverage those to get introductions to other people in businesses. So the inside salesperson really stays close to everyone to make sure that when they move on or get promoted, we stay in touch. The outside salesperson continues to make those people heroes and continues to try to get testimonials from them to leverage relationships. Now, I promised you that I would give you something that was going to be a big secret to make this whole thing work together, and you probably heard it in some of my answers so far. Inside and outside sales work as a partnership. Neither one of them is more important. They both work together. They're both successful together. The reason that that happens is because they have a system. They're following the same system. So with James and I, we had to develop our own system, and we worked together for almost 10 years and we refined our system during that time. But it took that long for us to make sure we were leveraging each other's strengths, for us to make sure we were doing everything the right way. I don't want you to take 10 years to do that. I want to give you our system, my system. I'm going to give it to you for free right now. All you got to do is go to revenueroadmapguide.com. RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. Go to that website, enter your contact info, and you can download our system for inside and outside sales to work together. So if you're wondering what the difference is between inside sales and outside sales, don't wonder about that anymore. Use this system and both of you can work together. RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. That's where you can unlock the secret to success in inside sales and outside sales working together. Go get it right now. If you want more great tips on how to sell more and get home on time for dinner, watch the next video in this series. It's right below me right now. Click on that video. Go ahead. I'll see you there.